Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Duffel bags from Jesse Brown's are great for people packing up to go somewhere, but also for those that are staying close to home. How's that? Sizes from 40, 55, 70, and 100 liters from makers like Patagonia are all on hand at Jesse Brown's. Check us out at jessebrowns.com for that duffel, the black hole duffel, whether it be going on an airplane or being a modern-day footlocker for students, campers, and dorm rooms. Pick a size and color, all at jessebrowns.com. All aboard this train called the Carolina Outdoors. We have three different types of listeners, two of which are starting off with us early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Those two versions are people who are getting up early. Maybe you're still laying in the bed, and maybe you're heading off to work. Another group is coming in late, one and two. Number three are people who are joining us via podcast, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. Wherever you tune in to your podcast and subscribe, please rate and review us. If you like the Carolina Outdoors, it helps other people find us and helps us along the way. I'm your host, Bill Barty, and we hope you enjoy this week's edition. We come in each week to break down segments for your listening pleasure. We're going to talk to Langston Wirtz Jr. from the Charlotte Observer about high school football. That's right. The gridiron is about to be wide open, and it's a wonderful time of the year with excitement for our young people who are going to be getting out there. Langston's going to tell us some of the top players, some of the top teams, and some of the top coverage coming from his group of people, as well as his podcast, Talking Prep. So you can check it out via YouTube as well. Of course, I hang my hat through the week over at Jesse Brown's Outdoors, local outfitter since 1970. We hope that you'll check us out in the brick and mortar in the heart of Charlotte's shopping district, the South Park area. We're in the upstairs section of the Sharon Corner Shopping Center, Jesse Brown's Outdoors. But you can also check us out at jessebrowns.com. We're celebrating an online code right now with summer savings going on, and also a hello to back to school. The online code BTS20, it'll save you 20% off your merchandise from jessebrowns.com, or you can use it in the brick and mortar as well. Over at Jesse Brown's, we have a lot of different opportunities and occurrences happening, events, if you will. You can find them at jessebrowns.com, also on our Facebook page, also Instagram. But one of which is coming up. It's happening, and you can check it out, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. The Summer Short Track Mountain Bike Series is taking place over at Renaissance Park. Kickoff over there, with a bow towards Langston and football season, is 8:30. If you're interested in joining in and registering, you can better off do it online. Just type in the Summer Short Track Shootout, and it will pop up, or raceroster.com will have it. It's at Renaissance Park. That's over off of West Tivola Road here in Charlotte, a part of the Mecklenburg County Park and Rec System. Check it out. But that's just one of the events. Listen up. We're going to have a little party over at Jesse Brown's Outdoors on College Game Day kickoff. That's right. Here in town, the Tar Heels and the Gamecocks are going to be getting together on Saturday, September 2nd. But from 10 till 3 o'clock, we're going to have coolers of drinks. We're going to have a Tar Heel cooler. We're going to have a Gamecock cooler. And we're going to see who comes in and gets the most drinks out of the cooler. One at a time, please. You Clemson Tiger and NC State Wolfpack fans. But we're celebrating that occurrence. It's at Bank of America Stadium, but we're going to be celebrating at the doors of Jesse Brown's Outdoors, along with a sidewalk sale for that Labor Day weekend. We're talking September 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Labor Day weekend, and the College Game Day kickoff. Also, in September, September 16th, from 11 to 1, we'll be talking about this later as well, Lying and Tying Saturday. That's with Project Healing Waters. Jesse Browns is going to host some guest fly tiers. If you're interested in the art form of lure tying, fly tying, come aboard on this September 16th morning. That's a Saturday, 11 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of people in there tying some flies, and you'll be able to participate if you'd like or just watch. One of the top, most popular and top events that we have at Jesse Browns is called Storytellers Night at Jesse Browns. September 21st is the next batch of storytellers. From 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock, come hear your neighbor's adventure. We have three 20-minute stories lined up for your pleasure. The cost of showing up is free. These are people from the community who have agreed to stand up and share their story, whether it be a life experience, whether it be an adventure, or a life change that they've had along the way. They're willing to stand up and share that story, and we're excited to have three new ones. You can check that out again at jessebrowns.com. And lastly, September 28th, Wine, Women, and Waiters is going to be taking place at Jesse Browns with Women on the Fly. If you're a lady who's interested in getting started in the sport of fly fishing, then join in September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30. We'll have informational. We'll have ladies there. They're getting ready for the fall season of fishing, which is a wonderful time of fishing, and that's going to be part of the kickoff because that's a Thursday. On Saturday, they're going to be having casting lessons at the park, and Carolina Fly Fishing Club's going to have some things. But it all is going to start September 28th with Women on the Fly at Jesse Browns. Hey, we're going to talk about the health of fishing and fly fishing. A recent report came out this past week from the Outdoor Industry Association on participation in fishing. With that being said, we're going to talk to a man who makes his living traveling the Southeast, and he's been doing it for over three decades, Raz Reed. He's a world record holder, and he has great insight in what's going on in the Southeast with the sport and maturation of fly fishing. He's going to join in on the Carolina Outdoors, but first we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors. Are you going for a walk, a hike, a travel trip? Make sure that you have the right shoes, sandals, and boots for the trip, and make sure that they fit. Jesse Browns has an expert team of footwear fitters that will help make your endeavor feel better from the bottom of your feet and up. Placement in the right category and the right size keep you looking and feeling good, Mortimer, in the right shoes. Stop by jessebrowns.com or the brick and mortar in the shopping district of Charlotte South Park area to get your newest, most favorite adventure footwear from Jesse Browns. The Carolina Outdoors is in session. Come on in. The listening is fine. Your host here, Bill Barty from Jesse Browns Outdoors, jessebrowns.com. My main man, TJ, the DJ Boggs, is pushing buttons, red ones, orange ones, yellow ones. He's got some sliding things going on over there. If it doesn't sound good, it's all TJ's fault. Hey, each week here on the Carolina Outdoors, we come in to break down different segments, and we keep up with all the outdoor sports. We try to stay seasonal with it, hiking during hiking season, hunting during hunting season, skiing during ski season. But fishing is a season that in the Carolinas is happening year-round. But what is going on with fishing? The Outdoor Industry Association just put out a report, their special report on fishing, providing a comprehensive review of fishing participation trends, including detailed information on specific categories and audiences. I wanted to read some of that real quick, but they titled it, Who Went Fishing Last Year? Let's Pull on Our Waders and Find Out. In 2022, 54.5 million Americans ages 6 and over took to the nation's waterways. That was a 4% increase. Fishing participation among Hispanic people 6 and up has increased about 45% over the last decade. Female participant numbers grew nearly 4 million from 16 in 2012 to almost 20 million in 2022, and they are 36% of Total Anglers. With that being said, my friend Raz Reed with Reed and Associate travels the Southeast working with Sage Fly Rods, T-Bore Reels, Rio Products, Reddington as well. He's going to join the program to tell us what he is seeing in his different areas of travel with the sport of fly fishing. Raz Reed, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Bill, great to talk fishing. If I'm not fishing, I like talking about it.
Oh, you know what? And we love getting you on the program. If our listeners want to hear some of Raz's contributions to the Carolina Outdoors, they can head over to the podcast, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. Just type in Raz Reed and up he will pop. Raz, you've traveled the country. You've traveled the world with a fly rod in hand. You have been in the business for three decades plus, but you're still a young man. We want to put that out there immediately. But in that three-decade-plus time that you've traveled the Southeast, this means Florida, the Florida coast. It means the mountains of Tennessee. It means both Carolinas and Georgia. Raz, on your 2022-2023 travels, what are you seeing in the different fly shops, outfitters, and guideposts that you are visiting along the way? What is your take on the sport of fly fishing these days?
Well, Bill, you know, if being in the industry, a lot of times we talk about the big advancement, but we had what we call the movie.
The
river
went
through it. And there was a definitely an increase in participation in fly fishing after the movie. There's no doubt. But what we've seen different this time is during this past 3 years, the pandemic we've all been in, a lot of people really got into the outdoors and
yes.
got into fly fishing. You know, and they got into fly fishing because it was a great activity you could do with your son, your daughter, your wife, or anybody, so those people that got into it the last 3 years generally have seemed to have stayed in the sport a lot more. So we've seen a tremendous growth in the Southeast in trout fishing. I've seen a tremendous growth. I live down on the coast. So, I mean, I'm very aware of the saltwater side of things. And boy, there's saltwater fly fishing is just been tremendous. And of course, then you look at travel, and then everybody's starting to travel again. So there's some great destinations out there to travel to fly fish.
Hey, Raz, I want to jump in there because you mentioned something. You do live in the low country of South Carolina here covering the Carolina Outdoors, so you have a fantastic insight. The movie you mentioned, of course, it's hard. When you have Brad Pitt in a movie like A River Runs Through It, it's hard to go wrong for men and women alike. Of course, the great Norman McLean wrote that book, but when Brad Pitt takes it to a movie, that was a great push. But, of course, that book, that movie, based in Livingston, Montana, so many of us think of trout fishing with fly fishing. They think of a tweed coat in Pennsylvania, maybe your stuffy granddad. No offense, granddad, but that's what a lot of us think of. But during the time period from A River Runs Through It, which was which was released in 1992, 30 years in a year till now, one of the big pushes, not only destination angling around the world, but it has been saltwater fishing. Are you seeing people down in the low country of South Carolina poling around and casting for redfish and more with fly rods?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. I still remember about 20, 25 years ago when we saw the first flats boat. Down in where I live now, everybody's down in the low country has a flats boat, to fish for redfish, to fish for sea trout, Jack Crevall, whatever. It's exploded. And a lot of the explosion has been because of professional guides, even where North Carolina, there, you can go out and hire a professional guide to go out fly fishing on the Outer Banks, and you just didn't have that years ago. And that's what opens up really great fisheries is professionals. And it opens it up for the you know, for everybody to learn where, how to do it and where to go.
Well, of course, we're talking about the popularity of fishing and expanding. We're talking to Raz Reed from Reed and Associates here on the Carolina Outdoors. With that being said, Raz, and you're traveling, again, the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina, both Carolinas. You cover Florida, Georgia. How crowded are the different waterways, the different streams, the different rivers with this push of people, especially that people, as you mentioned, were kicked in from the pandemic? Is it tough to get a place on the stream, or can you still get out there and enjoy Mother Nature at the coast or in the mountains or on the pond?
No, we're, you know, North Carolina, Tennessee, northern parts of Georgia, there is a lot of water to fish, you know, and a lot of times all you got to do is, you know, get information from your local fly shop. And, of course, you can always hire a guide, of course. But a lot of times, you know, you can just go out on your what we call a do-it-yourself and wade from small, you know, smaller little mountain streams. Plenty of places to go fishing in North Carolina, Tennessee.
I did notice this in that Outdoor Industry Association report. Only 18% of anglers typically fished alone, which reiterated in the report that fishing remained a shared activity during the 2022 year. Raz, I know you know that fishing with friends, fly fishing is great if you're doing it by yourself or with family. It doesn't matter the gender, doesn't matter really the age, but it seems to still remain a social sport, something that you can do with friends and family. And in your career, you've been a part of fishing with friends in many, many places.
Oh yeah, I mean it is a sport that's kind of fun to fish with. It's a very social experience as well. You know, fly fishing can be fairly technical, but it's actually pretty simple. You know, get a rod, get a reel, fly line, and off you go.
Get ready, Raz, because I'm getting ready to ask who your favorite child is. Raz Reed on the Carolina Outdoors, and he is traveling again the Southeast with some of the finest brands that are purveyed in the fly fishing industry, from Sage Fly Rods, Rio Lines, Reddington, Tibor. Raz, the list goes on and on. Of course, Reddington, Sage, and Rio are a part of the Farbank company. But you're carrying some of the finest stuff around the entire Southeast. But you have also fished, as I said in the open, all over the world. Here it comes, Raz. Get ready. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite place that Raz Reed has gone, whether it be in your own backyard or whether it be around the world? Where's the favorite place for Raz Reed to have gone fishing?
Oh my goodness. Well, I haven't fished everywhere. Although if you ask my wife, she'll tell you I have. I think I've heard that question been asked of Lefty Cray and, you know, some of the really famous guys in fly fishing. I think bone fishing would be really my favorite. You know, if I had one last day to go fishing, it'd probably be bone fishing. Because generally it's not about the bonefish, it's because just bonefish live in beautiful places. You know, they really do. I mean, nice crystal clear water, and usually it's warm, you know, and it's sight casting. So that's a lot of fun. It's a real challenge.
Well said, well said. One of my fondest memories is, we run short on time, Raz, but one of my fondest memories from decades ago is when the Englishman who had written books and made how-to tapes, famed fly angler from Europe, Peter McKenzie Phelps, was making a visit to Jesse Brown's, and the hot rod world record holder, one of Raz Reed with Farbank Industries, was on hand as well in the back parking lot at Jesse Brown's. Now, Peter McKenzie Phelps was a proper tweed wearing, hand to your ear caster, and Raz, you had the saltwater sidearm down pat where you could cast the entire fly line. I had a wonderful time watching the debate of which was more correct. But that was years ago.
But just to add one thing about fly fishing is that there's so many different aspects of it.
Yes.
You can tie your own flies. You can just go out in your backyard and just have fun just casting. There's so many aspects of it that keep you interested. You know, like I said, you know, fly fishermen don't fish all the time, but we think about it all the time.
Well said. Very well said. And Raz, you mentioned many of the destinations around the world that people are going these days. I would be remiss if I left out one of the most popular lines at Jesse Brown's that you are representative of, Fish Pond, which has helped anglers get out their gear from their tackle packs to their Dakota carry-ons that people have been able to take their rods, reels, flies, and gear successfully, and nets as well, which nets and fly boxes came online a few years back.
Sure.
Raz, we can check out all your products over at Jesse Brown's and jessebrowns.com. Raz Reed of Reed & Associates, thank you always for the time here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Oh. It's great. It's this great technology. I'm driving down I-95 and talking to you on the radio.
Well, I know you've made a 3-week swing, and again, going from the Carolinas to Florida to Georgia to Tennessee and back again. I hope you have a little time to get out there on the water and enjoy the sport that you've helped so many other people enjoy, the sport of fly fishing.
Well, thanks. It's just so much fun to see that, you know, we have a year-round fishery. It's so much fun to see the growth that we've had here in the Southeast.
Well, guess what? The good season is upcoming, and we're going to lead the way. If anyone listening out there needs help with the sport of fly fishing, just give us a shout over at Jesse Brown's, or check us out on the Facebook or Instagram pages, Jesse Brown's CLT. Raz, thank you so much. Off he goes. But don't worry, we're going to come back for more of the Carolina Outdoors. We want to see you. How about at Jesse Brown's Outdoors Facebook page, maybe Instagram? Both operate under the handle Jesse Brown CLT, and we want to see your hike, hunt, fish, climb, travel pics. We love to share and hope that you do too. Plus, giveaways, discounts, and celebrating our friends is a part of the charm. Again, Facebook and Instagram at Jesse Brown's CLT. We love heading into the part of the year that brings us all back together, away from summer vacation and getaways and the things that we've done for the past 3 months. Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. I'm your host, Bill Barty. One of these places that brings us all together is the gridiron of local high schools. These players have prepared all year long, lifting weights, running drills, summer practice, and now they're about to show off their stuff. And best yet, they're all still undefeated. Since 1988, our friend Langston Wirtz Jr. has had an upfront view of area high school athletics with the Charlotte Observer for over 30 years. And he's also the host of Talking Preps podcast, and he joins us now. Langston, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me. I think we've been doing this for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years now. So thanks for having me.
Man, we love getting you on here. And you've been on here, I think, before even Talking Preps happened. And we want to talk a little bit about that and have our listeners tune in. But talk to us about the magical name, or if there is magic in a name, Jaden. Because both the preseason players of the year with the Observer,
good point.
They carry that name. Now they both spell it. The offensive preseason pick, Jaden Davis, spells Jaden with a Y. And, of course, Jaden Smith from your alma mater, West Charlotte's going to jump in there as the preseason defensive player of the year. But let's start off with this. Tell us about that Providence Day quarterback. He's had all kinds of accolades in his career over there at Providence Day. What can we expect with him in his senior season?
The three best high school quarterbacks I've covered in Charlotte Drake May, Chris Leak, Jaden Davis. I mean, they are, you know, all three the best I've covered. Jaden Davis throws a beautiful football. He's not, you know, he's a little shorter than Drake, obviously, at 6 foot, but he throws a beautiful football. I'm not saying he's Bryce Young, but that's kind of his game. I mean, he's not really going to run unless he has to. Really accurate with the football. He can make all the throws, got a big arm. It's just a beautiful thrower of the football. Very cerebral quarterback, big-time leader. And the guy has this insatiable will to win. And you wouldn't, like, when you talk to him, you wouldn't think he had that. But when the game starts, it's like he flips and he becomes like, you know, he turns into the Hulk. Because he's got that thing. You know, he's got that thing. And he's also got that quarterback speak down pat. He gives you the perfect answer every time.
Well, second to that, talk to us a little bit about the other side of the line. If we look over at West Charlotte and Jaden Smith, 6'3", 200-plus pounds, what's he going to mean for that team and what their season's going to look like?
You know, Jaden is probably one of the two or three best just athletes in North Carolina. I mean, he can play probably five or six positions on a football field. He grew a lot in the offseason. He put on about 20 pounds, about 2 inches of size, and his recruitment jump from kind of like a mid-major, low-major guy to, you know, almost every Power 5 in the country wanted a shot at him because these schools think they can put another 20 pounds on him. I mean, and he's going to just continue to grow and peak. I mean, he's got an NFL type of future, you know, if he continues to develop at the pace he's developing. And, you know, he may be a guy who has to sit out a year at Michigan, but don't be shocked like, oh, he's not that good. He has to grow into that body. His body's changing so rapidly, but he really can move. He can come off the edge like I've never seen him. I mean, he can just contort his body into ways and get to the quarterback. I mean, he's going to be special at this level, just about impossible to deal with. And his next level is going to be special, too. And I think he can lead West Charlotte to a deep, deep playoff run, and they'll have a chance to win a state championship this year.
Wow. Well, of course, Coach Harbaugh spent plenty of time in Charlotte, and Michigan is a whole other story once he gets there. So it'll be exciting to see all of these players develop, the ones that are going to develop beyond high school. But what a treat to have the high school programs that we do in this area, especially this time of year. There's some excitement in that. And Langston, I love talking to you about this because you give us perspective. And you gave us this perspective from the first time you were on these airwaves with us. And it has to do with the health of football, the sport of football, not only in our country, but specifically to this area. And you, of course, have had a view like no one else. How is the health of participation in football in our area and the health of the fan base, the parent base, the booster base with our area schools in Mecklenburg and in the Charlotte metro region?
That's a really good question. High school football participation has been down, but you have to realize we're still coming out of a pretty big pandemic, and a lot of people just didn't want to, you know, jump back into team sports right after that. So participation's been down. Girls sports participation has particularly been down, but I think football is starting to come back now. I'm hearing from a lot of teams, you know, we had the most kids come out that we've had in X number of years. I was talking to Richmond's senior coach, Brian Till, a couple of days ago. They had 140 out. He says kind of getting back to the old days. And so I think, you know, people are starting to come back out and play again. Football in Charlotte, in the Charlotte area, is just going up and away. I would say we're starting to get into the top tier of national football. What we don't have is that national team, that branded, you know, that IMG, that St. Pius, you know, that big-time team. I think Providence Day could become that under Chad Greer. And that's kind of the only thing we're lacking. But, you know, the football here is really good. The talent level here is really good. If you look at the top 100 list of the, you know, top players in the country, it's always littered with Charlotte kids. If you narrow that down and you look at the top 25 players in North Carolina, it's almost half or more of Charlotte kids. You have so many NFL players coming here to retire and live, and they're training and they're coaching in the Mighty Mites, the Little Leagues. And these kids come to middle school and high school, and they're just in so much better shaping condition and ready to play than their counterparts. And it shows once they get on the field in high school. And it's also because Charlotte's becoming so good, it's kind of led an arms race throughout the state where other teams are trying to keep up to what Charlotte's doing. And I keep saying this every 3 or 4 years, but the next group of kids coming through here is going to be the best group of kids we've ever seen.
Wow. Well, that's nice to know, because we've had some really good ones kind of roll through here.
I mean, think about this right now. Jaden Davis is the number 2-3 quarterback in the country.
Mm-hmm.
His lineman, David Sanders, is the number 1 player in the country among juniors in the class of 2025. And just yesterday, they had a kid in the next class, the class of 2026, named the number 1 inside offensive lineman, all on one team.
Well, that might lead into my next question. If we and I don't have a child on the gridiron, not a grandchild, but I love going out there because I think you can see community at all of these different area schools. We'll delve into that, and not only the players and the coaches, right, but also the band, all that atmosphere that comes along. But without even asking this, Langston, I've got this one on my list. I need to go see Providence Day play. Are there some other schools out there that you'd recommend for our listeners that if we want to go out there and not only see community, but also see some players that we might see on Saturday, some players? You mentioned Drake May during his time at Myers Park. That guy was putting on a show. Is there some schools that you'd recommend us jumping out there and seeing?
There's so many. You know, Charlotte's blessed with really good high school football. If you want to see that community, that old-time feel, you go see Charlotte Catholic. You go see Mooresville. You go see Lake Norman. You see all the fans come out, generations. The football's really good. The team spirit's great. Lake Norman has one of the best concession areas in the state of North Carolina. So it's always good to go up there. Huff is going to be really good to watch. They got a ton of college recruits. Chambers is going on their way back. They got a ton of college recruits. Independence and Butler both have high-level quarterbacks, and Justin Little and the kid's name's escaping me. But Butler and Independence have two really great quarterbacks. And Zach Lawrence is the Butler quarterback. And the great coaching. And they used to be the powerhouse teams in Charlotte before the Northern teams, the Mallet Creek, the Chambers took over, and the Huff took over. But I think they're on the way back. So the football is really balanced in Charlotte this year. There's not that heavyweight. Providence Day could be a heavyweight, but I don't think, you know, in the public schools there's a heavyweight. So it's going to be wide open and lots of good teams and places to go and see. And, you know, I would suggest, you know, watch us every week and we'll direct you to all the best places.
Oh, it's fantastic, the coverage that you are doing. And if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, the coverage we're talking about is Langston Wirtz Jr. and his crew over there at the Charlotte Observer. And also the podcast as well, Talking Preps. We'll get into a little bit about that. But, Langston, speaking of coverage, the Observer backed away in recent years from York County and Lancaster County. And that's a new thing. They're back. If it's a county that touches Mecklenburg in the readership of the Charlotte Observer, and you're covering it, and that means a power play coach Paige Wofford and Northwestern is a part of that. You got them ranked high, I think, at number five in the Sweet 16.
I think it's five, yeah.
And they have on their list Providence Day. They're going to butt heads, I do believe. How's that one going to shake out?
Well, it's going to be a historic game. It's actually this Saturday coming. It's the first ever game at Bank of America Stadium. A couple of years ago, they tried to get South Point and Myers Park to play. We were talking about COVID earlier. COVID ruined that. Yeah. Now we're going to have this game at Bank of America Stadium. It's not being streamed. You're going to have to go and watch it. And tickets are only $5. I know parking around the Panther Stadium would be a little dicey. It might be $10-$15. But $5 for the tickets is incredible. They want everybody to come out and enjoy, you know, a really good time. Two great high school football programs. You know, dozens of college recruits. Northwestern has a kid, Turbo Richard, a running back, is going to go crazy. Providence Day has, you know, two wide receivers going to Michigan and UNC. I mean, it's going to be high-level football. Northwestern is number one in the South Carolina 4A coaches poll, and number five in our Sweet 16. We started a new poll this year, the Carolina's top 25. Both of these teams are top 10 in North and South Carolina combined in one poll. They're both top 10 in that. So this is as good as you can get for an opening day football game. I think they'll draw 2,000 plus fans out there, and I think they'll be treated to a game that's going to end up with about 80 points combined.
Wow. So that's a whole nother version of community, going to Bank of America and seeing these guys slam pads. To do the research and the work for the readers of the Observer, I mean, it covers a large area. Talking Preps podcast as a part of that. Will you talk to us about the correspondence that you use, the coaches, retired coaches, personalities, football knowledge, and how you cover it, how you share info and talk about it, because then you get together on Talking Preps and chat it all out.
Yeah, Talking Preps is kind of labor of love. It's something I really love to do. West Charlotte coach Sam Griner and I started it about 6-7 years ago. Sam was not working at the time. He had just finished coaching at Harding, and he's at Hickory Ridge, and we brought him over. We started this thing, and then we just kind of added to it. And then, you know, the technology got a little better. We could stream it and make it look good, and we've been able to dress it up. And I was able to get Jonathan Grice, who's now an assistant head coach at Hickory Ridge. He's offensive coordinator, who I just think is a brilliant football mind. And I got Chris Hughes, who I think is the number one voice of high school football statewide in North Carolina, to come on. Gary Richmond is a former coach, another brilliant football mind. And Dale Ross, who's followed Charlotte Mecklenburg High School football longer than me. So I think that without a doubt is the best staff, the best crew in North Carolina to talk high school football. There's none better. We have the history. We have, you know, the coaches. Sam Grind is a state championship coach. He's on our show every week. So it's just fun to do. And, you know, since we started, you know, a lot of competing shows have come up. So I knew that we're kind of on the right track. And so we just, you know, keep trying to make it better and bigger every year. And, you know, just like I said, it's just a fun thing to do. Every Tuesday on YouTube, 8 o'clock, Charlotte Observer YouTube. Hope everybody can tune in and listen.
It is worth tuning in, especially, I mean, if you have any interest in high school sports, especially kicking it off. Now, I have to ask, because everybody picks a team who's going to win each week. You have an addition. You're putting radio people into the pick thing. Tell us about you got No Limit Larry. Now, he's Power 98. He's a radio guy. Does he know his football? Is he going to get it right?
Larry's a football coach. He coaches at Palisades. He plays basketball all the time, but he coached East Mech as well, but he coached a lot of football. And Larry and I used to actually co-host the WCNC NBC football highlight show on Fridays with a couple of different hosts, but we did that for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and just thought it'd be cool to bring No Limit back. He's a good friend of mine, and I think, you know, bring in a different demographic. Hopefully he'll be on the radio talking about it. But I think you bring a different demographic in. And like I said, we're just trying to come up with new ways to have fun and spread the coverage around and kind of bring people in, let them be a part of what we're doing.
Well, you're doing great work for us readers out there and watchers on the YouTube channel. I asked you earlier, I'm dodging around here with Langston Wirtz Jr. You can follow him on Twitter at Langston Wirtz, J-R, W-E-R-T-Z. Junior Langston Wirtz Jr. Also read him in the Charlotte Observer. He's been doing it for over 3 decades, but he's still a young man. Langston, tell us about, you had a recent post. It's amazing. I asked you about the health of football in Mecklenburg and Charlotte Metro, but you had a post about Melissa High School, I think it is, out in Texas. It's a 1,300-person high school, and they are completing, a $35 million facility for high school football. Any chance of that ever? I mean, we've got Memorial Stadium getting exercised a little bit. And, of course, we mentioned Bank of America, Rock Hill, which is in the readership now in York County, has District 5 Stadium. What about that Melissa article that you posted on $35 million? What would happen around here?
I think that the CMS really, truly should think about building a regional football stadium. Now, will it cost $35 million? I don't know. I doubt it. But I think that they really need to look at building like a 10 to 12,000 seat regional football stadium in Charlotte so they can use for their big events, their graduations. Even you can do small concerts, you know, when some of these smaller acts come to town, you can rent that out. You can definitely make your money back. And we need that because there's so many games just overflow. Because we talked about how big football is getting. So many games just overflow these high school stadiums. And we need a regional stadium like that. If a school were to build a stadium like that, it would start an arms race in North Carolina, similar to what you're seeing in Texas. And I don't know that's such a bad thing, because, like I said, I think these schools could make a lot of money with such a thing. And maybe it would be a school, you know, and I don't know if they can afford it, but a school like a Richmond County would be perfect to have something like that in.
Oh, yeah, it makes good sense. You can read that article on the the tweet Langston put out there. Last thing, Langston, I'll let you go. Thank you for jumping on the Carolina Outdoors and sharing. Jay Edwards has a compilation of the all-name team. Not to put you on the spot, I have my favorite. Do you have a favorite?
I mean, I said, I don't know if I don't had a list in front of me, but if Turbo Richards wasn't on his list, he needed to be. That's my favorite name this year. Turbo Richards. I love that name, Northwestern running back, and apparently he's as good as his name is. But Jay is the best, man. I couldn't do my job without Jay. I got to give him a shout-out. He's our secret weapon. I shouldn't say that out loud. Somebody might try to steal him from me, but Jay is the absolute best. Works at Boardwalk Billy's down on Sardis Road. Go check him out. Some of the best foods you get in Charlotte.
Oh, you made me hungry just saying that. And you can see Jay Edwards' list on there. And I put you on the spot. Langston, you hit it like a champ. My favorite is a defensive back at Lake Norman Charter School. Hopefully he can dam up the competition as a 5'10", 150-pound junior. His name is Major Leak. I'm sure there won't be a Major Leak in that dam. He's going to play some hard defense. Langston,
Jay's done that list for a long time. He does a great job finding those names.
It is too fun. It's too fun to check it all out, the good stuff, the fun stuff, and everything in between. Again, check out the podcast and YouTube show Talking Preps with Langston Wirtz Jr. and team. Again, Twitter at Langston Wirtz Jr. And as always, the Charlotte Observer. Langston, it's great having you. Thanks for being on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Off he goes, and off I go, but I'm going to come back on the other side and wrap up this edition. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors. One of the best times of year in one of the best places, summertime in the Carolinas. It means hiking, travel, blue skies, and fly fishing with Jesse Browns. But it also means warm weather and sun. Jesse Browns has clothing to sun protect and make you feel and look cooler. That's right, the modern fabrics within the Jesse Browns clothing keeps the UVA and UVB rays away, but it also has a cooling sensation during these warm Carolina months. Stop by jessebrowns.com to check it out, and also visit the brick and mortar in the shopping district of Charlotte South Park area to get your new summer apparel from Jesse Browns. Hey, it's been a fun time being with you here on the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty about to sign off. But before I do, let me give thanks to having Langston Wirtz Jr. on the program. What a gem of knowledge that he is, and his crew, too. You can check him out at Talking Preps on the YouTube channel, podcast as well. But you can also follow him at Langston Wirtz Jr. on Twitter, or X, but I still call it Twitter. Lastly, just jump on the Charlotte Observer. He is covering the gridiron for high school in the Charlotte metro area, but he also keeps tabs on everything else in high school sports and amateur sports, and it's fun for us to get to catch up with Langston. Also, thanks to Raz Reed for jumping on. He kind of talked about and reiterated what the Outdoor Industry Association just did a report on. A lot of people are going fishing. In Raz's coverage of the Southeast, he's saying a lot of people are going fly fishing, and the past two bumps have been back in the day. River runs through it. 31 years ago, that came out and gave a bump to the industry of fly fishing. And then the pandemic happened, and a lot of people sought being outside. You heard us talk about it here on the Carolina Outdoors. And in seeking being outside, they delved into the sport of fly fishing. Raz says they're staying in the sport of fly fishing. Any questions about the sport of fly fishing, check us out, Jesse Browns Outdoors in the heart of Charlotte's South Park Shopping District in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. Upstairs, jump up there and see us, or go to jessebrowns.com. We've got an online code so you can save BTS20. That's 20% off the items that you buy at jessebrowns.com. Thanks to them, but also thanks to TJ the DJ Boggs. I'm Bill Barty, your host, saying make the Carolina Outdoors a little bit better than you found it. And pick up your trash.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.